with the 56th ayah of Suratul Ahzab, Surah number 33. Another honor granted to our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is unlike any other honor granted to any other human being. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "Inna Allah," no doubt about it. In fact, Allah, as if the word "inna" is used, they say in Arabic, "li izalat ash-shak," to remove doubt. So, in other words, what you're about to hear is so incredible, it's going to be hard to even believe how amazing this thing is. No doubt, it is Allah. In fact, wa malaikatahu, and His angels. Now, how many angels are there? Subhanallah. For every human being, there are at least how many angels? There's at least two on our shoulders, right? So, the entire population of humanity is dwarfed by the population of the angels. And Allah says, His angels, now all of them are His, the entire legion of angels, all of them, they do the same thing. يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِي. They send prayers upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Prophet does something and we do it, we say following the sunnah. When he prays a certain way and we pray, then we're following his sunnah. This act of saying sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the act of saying Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, this act is a sunnah not just of the Prophet, it's a sunnah of all of Allah's angels, and it's a sunnah of Allah Himself. Allah Himself does salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This act is not just an emulation of the prophetic behavior, it is actually a deed of Allah Himself. He Himself does salawat upon the Prophet ﷺ. Now he says, "Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi." He could have said, "Fasallu alayhi," therefore you also send salawat. He didn't say that. He said, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu," those of you who believe. Believe in who? Believe in Allah. Believe in His angels. Believe in His Prophet. Allah is saying, I'm challenging your faith. This is now a matter of your faith. Can you imagine the one who created you, the one who gave you guidance, does this? Are you doing it? Sallu alayhi, send salawat upon him. Kathiru min as-salawat ala nabi, make more and more salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Any opportunity you get, send salawat upon his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I was actually pretty shocked. I was listening to a video. A sheikh was telling a story. He has lots of thousands of people that listen to his lectures and things like that. And a brother came up to him and said, "My mother wants to talk to you, but she's in a village, and she's feeling sick." And he said, "Among my students, there are a lot of doctors. They can help you." She specifically said that she wants to talk to you. And he said, "Okay, I'll go see her." So he drives down to the village with him, several hour drive, and he goes to see this woman, and she's this old woman huddled up in a corner, maybe in her 90s. And she said, "You know, Sheikh, I have a big problem. I need to speak to you about it." And he goes, "What's the problem?" She goes, "I have not seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dream for the last week. It's been 7 days almost. I have not seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dream." And the Shaykh is like, "Wait, you haven't seen him in your dream? Does that mean you see him regularly?" She goes, "Yeah, I've been seeing him every night for the last 20 years. But the whole last week I haven't seen him. What have I done wrong?" And the Shaykh is himself just in complete shock, like, the love this woman has. Every other word that comes out of her mouth, she does something, she sends salawat upon Rasulullah. She makes a dua, she sends salawat upon Rasulullah. The act of us connecting with Allah Azza wa Jal, we connect with Allah Azza wa Jal in our salat. We drop everything. And before we finish our prayers, what do? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. The culmination of our prayer is upon salawat upon the Prophet. It's an incredible deed. And it's a show of love to our Rasul, and he will give the gift of his ru'ya in a dream. May Allah grant us the vision of Rasulullah in a dream, you know, to those who demonstrate that love. Allah says, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima." Not even sallimu. Sallimu means send salam upon him. Wa salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. Sallimu tasliman. Tasliman suggests the quality of salam. The taslim is actually a kind of salutation or salute. And you know, there's a kind of lame salute, and there's like a salute, like a proper salute. When you're honoring the general, the commander, show the proper respect to your messenger when you send salawat upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's one thing you should never get lazy about, is when you hear his name, alayhi salatu wasalam, whether it's in a pronoun or his name perfectly, calling him the Prophet, the Rasul. We hear those words, we say sallallahu alaihi wasallam without fail. Don't get tired of it, don't get annoyed by it. Be grateful that Allah gave you the honor to fulfill one of his sunnahs by sending salawat upon his Nabi. alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the honor of His Shafa'ah on Yawm al-Qiyamah, His intercession on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and may Allah Azza wa Jal strengthen our love and our bond with His beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with every passing breath.